Hey everyone, how you doing? My name is Sanjeev Advani. I'm here to bring you real estate property management and construction news in an easy to digest format that will help you invest over the long term and learn more about the markets. Today, we're going to be talking about something really interesting. WeWork as a real estate or technology company and McDonald's as a real estate company, right? So today, kind of the big thing is that, we in today's investment kind of world, right? We definitely go after technology companies, and we have seen those companies go into large valuations, right? So, for example, if you're looking at a company and that company is based as a tech company versus a different kind of company, then that tech company oftentimes is rated, or not rated, but is valued, excuse me, a little bit higher, or a lot higher in some cases, than other companies. And so a good way to look at this is kind of, your price to earnings ratios, right? So that's a very generic kind of investment term or ratio that's used to be able to determine whether a company is, trading, equal to its peers, so to speak. And so when you see these, you look at companies, for example, that or tech companies, they're trading at multiples of what a normal company would normally be trading at. So, for example, if you have a tech company, that company can oftentimes, trade at 40, 50, 100 times earnings versus a, more stable long-term company, which is going to trade, in the teens as far as earnings. And so there is a big difference there as far as tech companies versus real estate companies. And if you look at WeWork, so WeWork to me as a real estate person is always been a real estate play, right? To me, WeWork was supposed to be built to essentially have a co-working space. That co-working space then can bring everybody in, and it's a high-end space. It's, bringing in like-minded people who can oftentimes synergize with each other and help build these companies, right? And so now you have a nice place to work that's not going to be a ton of overhead. You're going to have other people to work around, and so that vibe can kind of get into everything, right? And so that's very important. Now, when you're looking at a WeWork, essentially most people would have thought, okay, well, we're going to be renting out this real estate to, a specific class of people. So, for example, in this case, entrepreneurs, startup founders. And because of that, then you oftentimes would own that real estate, right? But essentially what WeWork did was they went and they did a master lease agreement. So essentially, they're taking over the space and then they're subleasing that space out to other people. And essentially, they're just taking the vig. Now, the difference that happens there is, so when you own real estate versus when you rent real estate, is that when you own real estate, obviously you're building up that equity that you have in that property, and that value comes to you over time, right? Versus when you rent, you're essentially paying that to a landlord, and that landlord is getting the benefit of that. Now, the difference there is when you have the vig. So, for example, WeWork, the way that they did was they said, okay, well, if I can lease the space for $1 a foot and I can release the space for $5 a foot, then I'm more comfortable taking that $4 a foot in between as profit for my company, which makes a lot of sense, right? But the problem is when you have vacant spaces, when you have downturns, there is nothing to fall back on, right? The company essentially then just is a negative cash flow company, which is not something that you want to see. You don't want to be burning cash every month. You want to be bringing it in, right? And so that, I think, is a huge problem in the model as far as the way that they looked at things in WeWork. And so really looking at, from there, the IPO also, right, when they come out, it's okay, well, they're valued at, let's see here, somewhere around $47 billion in 2019, to somewhere around today is about half a billion dollars, right? So you go from 47 billion to half a billion in a matter of, let's say, 3 or 4 years. Now, obviously, during that time was COVID, and you have office closures and people aren't going to work, and then you have this kind of remote work mentality. And so now that a lot of people are not coming back into the office space. But again, same thing, right? This is the exact reason why you would want to be a real estate company in this case, because if you had purchased those buildings, you would have equity to be able to either liquidate, borrow against, to be able to keep the business going while you're going back into those Well, while you're going through those tough times and while you're going back into growth mode or building, right? And so I think that becomes really interesting because the other thing that you look at when you're looking at the WeWork story is that, you essentially back in 2017 have 150,000 members, and by 2019, by 2019, that goes up to 850,000 members, right? And so that becomes really interesting because, again, you're also looking at the exponential growth there, and that could be really good if you can handle it. But if you know anything about the WeWork story, there seems to be some interesting stuff going on, and that's kind of, if you want to do your homework on that, feel free. But so essentially what happens is, WeWork signs these leases, they re-rent them to people, but there's no real value to be had in that business outside of, okay, well, I got this, I'm giving you this, and so I take the amount that's in between, which there are plenty of people who've made money on that, and there is a stable business that way, right? So for example, if you look at Regus is one of those companies that would also operate in that same co-working space. And so they've all obviously been a lot smaller. They've grown a little bit slower, but they do have a stable business where they can now, move forward and not be as worried about, okay, well, what's going on in kind of the co-working and not co-working and office and not office and all of that. So you take that and contrast it with, for example, a place called McDonald's, right? So I'm assuming everybody knows McDonald's at this point, Golden Arches. My kid loves the Happy Meals. Thank you, McDonald's. But really, what you see is this thing starts out as a franchise, right? It starts out as, okay, well, somebody's going to go, flip some burgers, they're going to sell some burgers, they're going to run a restaurant. So on that, McDonald's is taking a portion of that kind of total sales, if you will. So again, this is kind of, okay, well, I've got the master system, I'm going to lease it to you, you're going to pay me a portion of that system, and off we go, right? So that can be very good. Now the problem is if the stores start to falter in the beginning, they're not doing as well, so you're not really getting a lot of capital back in, but you've expended capital to be able to help this person move forward with their, location. And so essentially what can happen there, and what I think we all saw in the movie The Founder, right, was that, they come along and they say, okay, well, instead of being just a McDonald's where we're going to go ahead and take a portion of the sales and we're going to help you kind of that way, we're now a real estate company. A real estate company that what we do is we go in and we purchase the land, we lease that land to the person who is going to be opening their store. We then go ahead and help them build their building. So we get the loan cash from that as well. And before we've even started selling burgers in this place, we've already started to collect income. On top of that, because you own the building and own the land, now you're able to take depreciation against all of that real estate. And if you have large profits, that depreciation will help you. The other thing that will help you do is it'll help you also stack operating cash flow because you're able to use that depreciation to offset some of your profits, which you can then use to help you kind of stack some of that operating profit and be able to move forward into, okay, location number, in this case, 20, 30, 50, 100,000, so on and so forth. Now the thing is that essentially what happens is, so there's a kind of a quote here that is related to one of the founders, which basically is saying, you don't build an empire off of 1.4% of a 15-cent hamburger, right? And so that's very true. So in 2023, McDonald's then moves to from back in the 60s or the 50s, excuse me. In 2023, McDonald's then moves to 40,000 properties that are owned in 100 countries. They have a $28.4 billion real estate portfolio. They pay 4 to 5% as far as franchise fees. So if you have, your store, you're paying 4 to 5% of that. And then most of your stores are obviously going to be franchisee run at that point. And so you are collecting that income as well. Plus you have your depreciation. And so as of right now, the market cap of McDonald's is about $187 billion, which makes it the 50th largest company in the world, the largest restaurant chain in the world, and one of the largest restaurant, or excuse me, real estate companies in the world as well, which is very interesting to me because essentially you started as a burger place, you grew to be, one of the largest real estate companies in the world. And very interesting story. It's a lot of how do we play the market, right? We want to look at real estate and specifically real estate that can have businesses inside of it, right? So not only is that real estate generating you an income, but it also has a business which is generating you an income. And so that's why, in my opinion, I think a lot of people like Airbnb, because now you have this real estate that is building you an income, but you also have this business of short-term rentals, which is building you an income as well. Obviously, there's some turmoil in that market, and you can see one of our other videos about that. But thank you for watching. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. Take care.